Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon, one and all, and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented as usual by Michael Coates and myself, John Yule. I hope you're in a position to be able to put your feet up for the next 2 hours, enjoy the music with us, and forget all about the nasty things that might happen tomorrow afternoon when the Chancellor stands up in the House. As I say, the usual selection, the usual lineup this week. I've got one brand new release coming up for you later on in this hour. But we kicked off with the late Harold Mabon, from one of his last recordings, an album called To Love and Be Loved, recorded at Sear Sound Studios, Studio C to be precise, in New York City on the 17th of April 2017. The composition by McCoy Tyner was called Inner Glimpses, and we heard Harold Mabon on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, Jimmy Cobbs on drums, and Freddie Hendrix on trumpet, along with Eric Alexander on tenor, who we hear again now on his own recent very successful album, Timing Is Everything. This was recorded at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs on the 9th of April 2023. The track I'm featuring is actually the only one that features a guest performance from Jed Paradis on the flute, and the rest of the lineup: Rick Jemanson on piano, Alexander Claffey on bass, Jason Tiemann on drums, Rael Magic on guitar, and of course Eric Alexander on tenor, with a Roland Kirk composition called Serenade to a Cuckoo. And as Mike has just said here in the studio, that's probably being played the way that Roland Kirk would like it to be played. Serenade to a Cuckoo, featuring Jed Paradis on flute on that date for Eric Alexander. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and this is John Yule with the first hour of Swing Time here as usual on a Tuesday afternoon. Here we are between 1 and 3. Next on the show, singer Sue Rainey, recorded at the Sage & Sound Studio in New York, August 1997, an album called Autumn in the Air, which I think still pretty much matches the weather we're having at the moment, even though we did change the clocks at the weekend. Sue on her own, apart from the pianist Bob Magnuson, who does a sterling job here, or the pair of them do, on Georgiana Gershwin's number from the film Shall We Dance?, which was actually made in 1937, which was the last year of George Gershwin's life. Sue Rainey then, and They Can't Take That Away From Me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, 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 they can't take that away from me. No, take that away from me. Changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. They can't take that away from me.
Sue Rainey. Drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. now, featuring himself strongly on this track from his extremely successful album, with a very rolling off the tongue title, Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y, A New Beat. Sarah Hanahan is on alto, Benny Benack III is on trumpet, Luther Allison on piano, Philip Norris on bass. A smaller group then, really, than we normally get from the full lineup from the team of players on this album. It was all recorded in one day, but there's quite a bit of rotatory of personnel involved. The album actually took place again at the Van Gelder Studios, this time on March the 13th last year. And Ulysses Owens giving it all that he's worth is Ulysses Owens Jr. here, on the drums, of course. And this is the Cannonball Adderley number, Sticks.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Ulysses Owens Jr. and the Generation Y. Right, let's have a look at the gig guide then, shall we, for the forthcoming week. And it won't take very long because there's an awful lot to talk about, to be quite honest with you. It's a bit of a thin week for gigs this week. But a reminder about tonight's gig, the Keith Peters Jazz Orchestra at the Farm Road Social Club at 8:30. And as I said last week, the orchestra's monthly date has had to be amended from their usual placements after tonight for the next couple of months because of other commitments on the land, I think it is, surrounding the club. So the two dates for the Keith Peters Trio, Jazz Orchestra rather, in the next couple of months will be the 19th of November and the 17th of December. That's the 19th of November and the 17th of December. They're both still Tuesday nights, as the Keith Peters Band normally does play there on a Tuesday night. The jazz at the Lascar for tomorrow evening, well, get there early, because local favourite Nicola Farnon will be there with her bass and vocals. I'm certain Nicola doesn't need much more of an introduction from myself than that. Appearing with her, Richard Weatherall on piano and Phil Johnson on drums. Cabanas tomorrow night, there should be a big crowd there as well, so if you can't get in to see Nicola, you could always go down to Cabanas. The Sheffield University Big Band is playing there, Cabanas. They'll be starting about 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. Brand new release time, and this is drummer Alvin Queen, who is here with his trio. The album is called Feeling Good, named after the Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricker's composition, and the trio is as follows: Alvin Queen on drums, Carlton Holmes on piano, Danton Boller on bass. This was recorded at the Tedesto Studios in Paramus, New Jersey in September 2023, and the composition that we're going to hear was written by Rodgers and Hart in 1938 from the boys from Syracuse. Falling in Love with Love from the Alvin Queen Trio. Thank you. Drummer Alvin Quinlan, born in the Bronx in 1950, but has Swiss citizenship, and he's resided in Geneva since 1979. After spells with Wild Bill Davis, trombonist Benny Green, Alvin replaced Billy Cobham in the Horace Silver Quintet before a spell with George Benson. Since being based in Geneva, he has worked with the likes of pianists Oscar Peterson and Kenny Drew. The pianist in this lineup is Carlton Holmes, who has worked with Lionel Hampton, Freddie Hubbard, Max Roach and Stevie Wonder. And the bass player is Danton Boller, who is originally from Southern California, but has been based in New York since 1997. He was a regular member of the Roy Hargroves Quintet. A number now called Waltz for Ahmed, composed by the pianist Jack Wilson. I assume that Ahmed referred to here is Ahmed Jamal, although there is no such reference within the slave notes, which I have to say are not the most reliable I've ever read. I'll be pointing another glaring error that's in them when I play this album next time. In the meantime, here is Waltz for Ahmed from the Alvin Queen Trio. Thank you. strongly recommended, and an album that has done very well in the USA charts, considering that Alvin Queen isn't resident in the States. His new album is called Feeling Good and is available here in the UK on Stunt Records. A song from singer, composer and broadcaster Jonathan Schwartz, with one of the many songs which he has recorded, which was written by his father, who was, of course, Arthur Schwartz, and Howard Dietz. This is from a show called Flying Colours, which appeared in 1932. It's something of a rarity. We hear from Jonathan Schwartz on vocal, Tony Monti on piano, Jay Lenhard on bass, Phil Bodner doing a nice job on the clarinet. From the album Anyone Would Love You, recorded at the Eras Recording Studios in New York, December 1985, It Was a Rainy Day from Jonathan Schwartz.
You like the blue and the sun with a glare, give me a shade of gray. For when the storm clouds were hovering there, my future came my way. For when there's a shower and when there's a squall, I am more content. For after all, a rainy day is when I met her. A rainy day, there's nothing better. You see it happen, we were sharing a taxi. It was a rainy day. Of course, at first, we both were formal. But soon we veered around to normal. And then we sort of spent the day in the taxi. It was a rainy day. What I sought long in vain, I had found in the rain that day, my day. And we drove through the crowd, and she chased every cloud away, away. I took her home, but not to her home. She felt at once as though she were. And we went on where we left off in the taxi. It was a rainy day. What I sought long in vain, I had found in the rain that day, my day. And we drove through the crowd, and she chased every cloud away, away. I took her home, but not to her home. She felt at once as though she were home. And we went on where we left off in the taxi. It was a rainy day. A rainy, rainy day.
Jonathan Schwartz. Returning now to what is still the latest big band album from guitarist Peter Hand, recorded at Systems 2 Studios in Brooklyn in 2018. In fact, I think every track we played today has been recorded in New York so far. The album is called Hand Painted Dream. I featured it for the first time about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And the track we're going to hear is a Randy Weston composition called Berkshire Blues, or Berkshire Blues as they would have said over there. Solos from Don Braden on flute, James Burton III on flugel, Ralph LaLama on tenor, and James Weedman on piano. Berkshire Blues from the Peter Hand Big Band. And we're staying with the same band, Peter Hand's Big Band, for the next track, in which we hear a very familiar number, but one I don't think gets too much treatment in regards to the big band stage. The number in question is Charlie Parker's Yardbirds Suite. This is an arrangement by Peter for the band, which features the following soloists: Steve Johns on drums, Bruce Williams on alto, Valery Panamarov on the trumpet, James Weidman on piano, and Peter Hand himself is on guitar. From the album Hand Painted Dream, this is Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite. Right, sorry about that. A rather repetitive solo there, and it wasn't meant to be as repetitive as that. We've had one or two hiccups today, actually, so we're finding our feet a little bit as we go along and doing what we can to remedy the problems. What we'll do now is we'll go back to Eric Alexander, and his album, Timing is Everything. This is the title track from the album, and indeed it's one of Eric's own compositions. So, of course, therefore, it is called Timing is Everything. Seven. Which we're going to bring you as quickly as we can. It's going to be track seven. It's the Eric Alexander track. That's right, Mike. Yeah, track seven for Eric Alexander, and Timing is Everything. It should be coming your way now very soon here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Eric Alexander there with the title track from his latest album. Still, oh, I think it dropped out of the American charts this week, actually, after a very good run. And that was his own composition, the title track from the particular album, which is called Timing Is Everything. One or two hiccups along the way this week for the first hour of the show, so if you'd like to join us and see if there's going to be any more in the second hour, please do when Michael Coates takes over from me at the halftime situation after the studio ID. Just to play us out for the last minute or so, let's have another vocal from Sue Rainey. From me, John Yule, thank you for the invitation and thank you for listening.
I still see the meadow come alive with the morning. From the house where I lived as a child, where I lived as a child.
I said we're having problems. There we were. Right, we're time for the station ID now. So thanks for listening. Cheerio again from me, John Yule.